It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market. Now, established over 30 years ago, it's been a go-to for people from near and far ever since. It's one of the best markets in the country, I have to say. And the reason it's so good is because you can get anything at Fairy House Sunday Market. Kitchenware, pillows, bed linen, clothing, shoes, sportswear, workwear, power tools. The list goes on and on and on. And it is well worth a visit. In fact, you can make it a day trip for the whole family. They've excellent toilet facilities, a playground for the little ones, hot food, tea and coffee. And Jeremy, you really enjoyed visiting recently as well, didn't you?
Can I also say, I don't know if you mentioned this in the Adrian, because I wasn't listening to you. I kind of faded out there for a second. You were talking. Did you mention about the playground that's down there?
I did.
Because that is a godsend, let me tell you. The last time we went down, one of our kids was getting a bit cranky, and my wife wanted to continue shopping, so I brought her into the fully enclosed little playground there, which is absolutely brilliant, because a lot of kids don't like shopping, but parents do.
Absolutely.
So you can drop your kid, well, don't drop them off, actually stay with them and supervise them, but you can go to the playground while you are doing your shopping.
Okay, now I visited it as well recently and spoke to a number of the traders. Now, Venu sells jewellery at Fairy House Sunday Market, and she thinks everybody should visit.
I would say you should come to Fairy House, because, like, you are getting huge, huge, huge options. It's one stop under roof shop. You will get every options for cheaper prices what you need for your house. Let's say food, clothes, jewelry, small accessories, and it's so fun coming here. Like, if you have a week off, you should come.
All right, that was Venu. Thank you very much indeed, Venu. Fairy House Sunday Market, most Sundays throughout the year, with the exception of a weekend with racing like Easter Sunday. But other than that, open most Sundays throughout the year from early morning until mid-afternoon. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? I want you to have a listen, if you will, please, to this message that we got 2 days ago from Elaine.
Before you read it out, just as a little warning to people, we know we have a lot of listeners in Ringsend where this incident happened. Mm-hmm. We have to be very, very, very careful about this. People naming, first of all, the child. We had to take down a previous post on Facebook because people were naming the child involved. We cannot name the child involved in this at this moment in time. In fact, that's
no,
the conversation.
No, we can't.
And please don't name the road either, because we don't want retribution. We don't want people marching on houses. This is a kid we're talking about. So remember, this is a child we're talking about. So please, if you're commenting about this podcast on social media and you know the family involved, don't mention the child's name.
I think you should highlight this on your show, says Elaine. I live in Ringsend, and on Saturday, something disgusting happened. One of the young fellas on our road gave my cat 2 kicks and sent him up in the air. I saw it for myself and ran out of the garden and screamed at the little fucker, who was laughing. I had to bring my cat to the vets, and thank God she only has minor internal injuries. But my point is, I called the Gardaí when I got back from the vets, and they said there was nothing they can do because he's only 9 years old. I knocked on his door and told his parents what he had done, and they didn't give 2 shits and said, "Sure, your cat isn't dead, is it?" I told them I'm going to put a photo of their child on Facebook so everyone makes sure that they don't let their pets near this kid, and they told me they'll sue me if I try to shame him. Do you think I should post it? Do you not think that the cops should have done more about it? I need this talked about on your podcast, and that is from a lady called Elaine. Now, the only slight location that we're giving, we're prepared to give, is that this is Ringsend, end of. We're not going to give any more detail as to where this happened. Anyway, 9-year-old kid kicks a cat twice, kicks it so hard that it went flying up in the air. And this lady now wants to publicly name and shame this child.
Since we got this message in and we've spoken to her off air, she's actually in work at the moment, Elaine is. She's going to share this. That's why we have to be so careful about this. She's going to share it all over Facebook, this podcast. So we want to be careful not to name the child. She wants us to name the child. We cannot do that. We cannot name the child.
I'm not prepared to anyway.
No, absolutely. I was disgusted when she told me. She was crying on the phone earlier, as you heard, Adrian. Mm-hmm. She was crying on the phone about this. And she wants it all over social media. I think you should put it up on social media. They're not going to sue you. And what can they sue you for? This child needs to learn. Okay, fair enough. The child is under the criminal age of responsibility. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's nothing that the guards can do. That's very frustrating as well. Does that mean an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old can do pretty much whatever they want and get away with?
Yeah, basically.
Well,
yeah.
Obviously for murder and stuff like that. There would be.
Anyway, sorry. Let's go back to the point. She wants to publicly name and shame this child, which I think is outrageous.
Well, why do you
the
think
parents are dead right to threaten to sue?
Why do you think it's outrageous?
Because you're talking about a child. You are literally talking about a child.
You're talking about a child that did a disgusting act.
No argument with that. There is no argument.
And by the way, this wasn't a little tap. By the way, she's described in more detail than we can in her original mail. This was the cat was literally kicked almost across the road. Like, it was kicked like a football. That is horrific. And this child, by the sounds of it, the parents aren't much better. So this child is going to get away with that and think that this is perfectly okay.
Okay, what will publicly naming this child, what will putting his photograph up online do?
Well, if I lift
all
hand
it
up,
will do is bring bullying onto the child. It'll have him singled out. It's absolutely outrageous to be talking about publishing a child's photograph.
Okay, so the best thing to do then is let children learn that... Actions have no consequences.
The parents obviously don't give a damn. That's where the problem is. Maybe publicly name the parents. But you can't be putting photographs of kids on Facebook.
So this child kicked my cat, abused an animal, basically. Yeah. It's animal abuse. This child abused an animal. Please keep your cat safe. You can't do anything like that.
I don't. With a photograph of the child?
Yeah.
Absolutely not, no. It's outrageous to even think that that somebody could do that.
So just let it go.
So, unfortunately, there's not much else you can do. Elaine went to the parents. The parents said, your cat's not dead. And that's the end of it, unfortunately. If you'd like to get involved in this conversation, send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to 085-825-2626. Do you think Elaine should publicly name and shame this child, this 9-year-old kid, for kicking her cat?
And just to be clear, Adrian, you're saying there should be no consequences.
I didn't say there should be no consequences.
But unfortunately,
if the parents aren't prepared to do anything about it, I don't know what else you can do.
Look what the parents said. Look what they said.
Yeah, your cat isn't dead. Let me bring in some of your opinions on this, and we'll kick off with Karen.
My comment was a joke. Obviously, I wouldn't go out and kick a child. However, I have two cats myself, and if I seen a little 9-year-old boy kick my cat with that much force that it caused internal injuries, you can guarantee I'd be going straight out and screaming in that child's face. He'd know all about it. I don't care if you're a child or not, like... You don't go around kicking animals and stuff like that. And clearly the parents aren't doing anything about it. So, no, 100% I'd be going out and I'd make sure to put the fear of God in that child. That's just unbelievable, to be honest. Like, that anyone would even dispute. I don't know. I just think, I'd be giving that child a piece of my mind.
Una, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Una.
Hi guys, how's
good, thanks, Una. Well, should this lady Elaine publicly post a photograph of this child with a warning to keep your cat away from him?
No, I'm fuming over what happened. I'm an animal lover, like Jeremy. My daughter loves cats, and she'd be on here now, but she's in work. No, but put her in writing what happened, but don't put a kid picture up. Just tell her what happened. Another thing I suggested that the guard should go to the little lad and explain, not arrest him, but explain to him. And I think the little lad would look up a cop as someone that would lock you up if you do anything bold, and he'd get frightened. And he might, give him a little fright. Another thing too, I was thinking they should go to the parents.
She did go to the parents. She knocked on the door and told his parents what he had done, and they didn't give two shits and said, "Sure, your cat isn't dead, is it?"
That was the guards should have went. When the guards have gone, they're not going to be arrested. Sure, I know. Explain to them.
The guard said that he was only 9 years old. There's nothing much they can do.
That's ridiculous. And what's he going to be when he's 20 or 19? Is he going to kick something bigger? Is he going to start bullying kids? The wrong. If the parents don't give a damn about him, well, I feel sorry for him when he gets older, when he's looking over them.
Okay, but you don't like the idea of publishing the child's photograph online?
No, that'll only put bullying into the child. If you're getting bullied and everything, no. No, I wouldn't do that now.
And I'd be honest, Jeremy, I'm quite surprised by you saying that this woman should do this.
No, nobody's going to bully the child because other kids aren't on Facebook. Nobody under the age of 40 is on Facebook nowadays. So putting the photo, although she did say Instagram as well, so none of his friends are going to see it. The idea is to warn parents that this fella likes abusing animals. This kid, like his age, to be honest with you, his age is irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant.
No, is the crime.
The fact of the matter is he is nine.
He put a cat into a veterinary hospital.
I understand all of that.
So bad were the kicks that he gave this cat.
Unfortunately, if the guards weren't prepared to do anything and the parents weren't prepared to do anything...
Because the parents are scum as well.
Yeah, no, I get all that. However... If the guards or the parents aren't prepared to do anything, unfortunately, there is nothing else you can do. And I just don't understand how you think it's perfectly okay to publish a photograph of a nine-year-old kid and label him a cat kicker.
Well, that's what he is. He is a cat kicker. Like, we're not making up stuff.
No, I know all that.
She witnessed it with her own two eyes, Una. I mean, if that was your cat, you'd be fuming as well.
Oh, of course I'd be fuming. If it was a dog, if it was a rabbit, if it was anything, if it was a child, of course I would. But the child has Aiden said he's nine, right? I think the guards should have a little chat with him. And I know, the kids know what guards are there for. And he might frighten him. He said, "Don't do it, that's bad. You could go to jail." Or, just give him a little push. And the parents should get the same.
Okay, no, I do agree that the guards should do something, but they haven't, and that's the problem. Stay there for a second if you can, please, Una. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. The question is very simple. What should be done about this child? Elaine wants to publish this kid's photograph and highlight to neighbours and friends in the area in Ringsend that this nine-year-old child kicked a cat and laughed at it and thought it was hilarious. But I totally disapprove of publishing a child's photograph online like that. I really do. Kat, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you? I'm good. Now, I'm good. Oh my God, that actually sends my blood run cold when I heard that story. Because what is he going to be like as a teenager? That's the way Jeffrey Dahmer started out. Well, he started off eating them. But I'm telling you, I know unfortunately the laws are you can publish their picture, but I would definitely, and I think the last listener said it as well, I would probably not put up his picture, but I would explain the story on Facebook, what happened. Even if you have a resident's Facebook page or something, say this is what happened. Don't put up the picture because they probably will sue. And unfortunately, poor Elaine then will get, she'll get sued. But I would be hiding. And also, I would definitely, wherever he's going to school, I would be going to his school. I'd be ringing up the school and I would be telling them what kind of a person he is. The guards, I would go down to them again, and I would be ringing animal welfare as well. That's what I would do.
Okay, but the idea of publishing a child's photograph, like I said, is outrageous, and I'm genuinely surprised at you, Jeremy, encouraging this lady to publish this child's photograph. It's outrageous.
But then how does she get a warning out there that this child, this is a serious thing, that there's a child going around who thinks it's funny to kick a cat up and down the road. So how do we get it out there?
But I think if you say it on a forum, people will know. If you, you can say it indirectly, but everyone will end up knowing who this person is. Because obviously his family, his parents are scumbags as well. If they didn't even, like, if somebody knocked on my door, my 9-year-old, I have a 9-year-old and I'm a 10-year-old, and if I heard that they did that, I would be so upset. I'd be like, oh my God, my 9-year-old knows right from wrong. And I think, and especially the fact that he laughed at it. Like a cat, they're harmless. Like, different if it was a dog and a dog was going for you and it had teeth baring and it was about to bite you and you had to, you know, in self-defense, get it away from you. But a cat, like, what do they do? Like, they're just, like, sitting on a car, lazing around, like, you know. He's just going to be a horrible vermin when he goes over.
It is obviously worrying to hear a 9-year-old kid doing that. And you do wonder, you know, what's going to be next? You know, serial killers start abusing animals. And that is very concerning. But, as I said, if the parents are prepared to do nothing, if the guards did nothing, I don't think there really is anything else that this lady can do.
I would be going down to the guards again, and I'd be ringing animal welfare, and I would be going to the school. Now, she can get away without putting the pictures up, because I probably wouldn't do that, because I know people would jump on her and say, you can't do that, it's against the law. And if the family are like that, if they are that scum, they will sue her. And poor Landon is the one that's going to end up suffering. So, but I would not let him away with that. A 9-year-old, like, what is he going to, oh my God, I would dread living beside the likes of him, because what's he watching on TV to warrant doing that to an animal, you know?
Like I said, it is horrific that a 9-year-old could carry on like that, and you do wonder, you know, what's he going to be doing when he's 15 or 16, if this is where he's starting. But again, unfortunately, and this is where we are with the law.
The law has to change in this country. When I was in college, I was beaten up by a 16-year-old girl, and she gave me a black eye. The reason why she beat me up, I was sitting beside her on a bus, and she punched me so hard into the black eye for 3 weeks. And I went down to the guards and they said, she's a minor. And then I saw her, like, a few years later, there she was robbing the post office. So there was nothing done. Detention centres need to be brought in, you know, because a 9-year-old knows right from wrong, definitely. And the laws have to change. And it's absolutely ridiculous, because, you know, if they do that to a cat at 9 years of age, what are they, oh my God, what are they going to be doing at 11, 12, 13, 14?
Okay, you're saying the law should be changed, and I agree with you, but can you really see, like, what age is this kid again? Nine. Can you really see a 9-year-old being put in the back of a guard car and arrested? People would go mad. If a video turned up on Facebook now of a child being arrested in Ringsend, being put into the back of a Garda car, with two guards, there will be absolute war.
They should call to him and give him, and just say to him that we've seen this, you need to pay the money to Elaine for the vet's bills and keep away from it, and say we're keeping an eye on you. Maybe not bring him down to the Garda station. Now, that would be a bit, but I would definitely say it. Give him a word of caution. It might frighten him, but although it sounds like he's not the type that would be frightened by this.
No, probably not.
Well, Kat, listen to this, and we can say this because we haven't named the child, but look at the message just came in there from someone from Ringsend. Where has it gone? Just mention the first letter of the person's name. B,
yeah. Adrian, I'm from that road. I was away at the weekend when this happened, but I can tell you there's no way I'd knock on their door. The father is a scumbag also, has been done twice for assault. The family are utter scum. Just call me B. So, like I said, I mean, I think you'd be very brave if that's the case to go publishing a bloody photograph of their child.
Because I'm telling you, they will come after her. They will come after him. But if she does it in such a way, call the guards and get them to deal with it. You know, then they probably will target her. You know, I think it's an awful way that they have to live in fear now.
If
the father is like that and he's up for assault, that's what the child is seeing, you know, and 9 years of age, and if he kicked, you know, like the fact that even if he kicked, just say he kicked it and, oh, he was shooing it away, he was scared of him. But the fact that he laughed when he was disciplined over
and kicked the cat like a football, basically.
Like, we have a neighbour's cat, like, he lives across the road, and he's a nice, he's always lying on our car and he's sunning himself and rubbing up against you, and he's like, it just makes my blood boil when I hear that people are like that.
So what Adrian is pretty much saying is there's nothing that can be done about it. She should just let it go, and I don't think I could let it go. If someone did,
I couldn't let that go either. I would be lying awake, but I would definitely, I would contact his school. I would contact his school.
What would you say?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, you ring the school, you say that 9-year-old young fella kicked my cat. What is the school going to say?
Well, it might give them a heads up of what they're dealing with. You know, keep an eye on them. You know.
Stay there for a second, Kat, if you can, please. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Catherine.
Hi, guys. Just looking at your post today about today's programme about the little knacker that kicked a cat. The scum that rear these little feral scumbags should pay the price. Whoever owns the cat should sue the parents. They also need to go to the school and call him out. What is he going to be when he grows up? Sorry, excuse me. And I wonder what his parents work at. I'm sure they don't work, to be honest with you. We need to stop people producing scum. I'm absolutely horrified that a 9-year-old would kick a cat, but he wouldn't kick to my animals twice, I tell you. Catherine Woods here.
All right, Catherine, thanks very much indeed. Brian, sorry.
Before you go to Brian, but she's saying we should stop scum giving birth to scumbags, which obviously was the case here. That horse has bolted already. The child is already born and has obviously a father that... is up twice allegedly for assault. So, I mean, as per a conversation last week, you can't take the child into care, can you? The fact of the matter is, this child is after doing that and thinks this is funny and will do it again because there was no repercussions. Do you not get that, Adrian? When kids do something,
but again, there's
no punishment or repercussions.
That unfortunately is not that lady's problem. It's not. It's down to the parents or the guards to do something about this child. And nothing has been done. There's nothing more to be said. There's nothing more can be done.
Okay, let it go. Elaine, by the way, this is Adrian saying it. Adrian said you should just shut up and put up with your injured cat.
But you certainly can't go publishing a photograph of a child.
Shut up and put up, Elaine. It's all your fault.
Didn't say that. I'm so ridiculous. Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not too bad. Well, funny enough what you're saying, that child being 9 years of age, he's below the age of criminal responsibility anyway for a start. You know, and that by the God can't do anything. Now, I don't know what the age of criminal responsibility is.
It's 12. But,
yeah. Well, there you go. Thanks for that. So really, there's nothing really that can be done. Well, she puts the photo of the child up on Facebook. Is that another breach of the Children's Act or something?
Oh, 100%. You can't go publishing photographs of a child without consent.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, that's another thing. So she kind of caught in the loophole. I know you're saying she has to let it go. In reality, that might be what she has to do, unless she takes them to court for the vet bills. You know what I mean? That's all the only other line.
I get the feeling that would make absolutely no difference, that these parents won't pay up. They won't... They literally laughed her away from the door.
Yeah, well, that's it. But I don't know. It just sounds like it just has to be put it down to a bad experience, unfortunately. That's all she can do. I mean, if the child is 12 or older, you could prosecute. Or maybe even go to the school and put some eyes about it and let them know what they're dealing with.
If you go down to a school and say, I know of a child from Ringsend that was kicking a cat, the school aren't going to be able to do anything about it.
Yeah, well, that's true.
They can't go off second-hand information. The thing is, if this does get posted, and I've just checked her page, she hasn't put it up on Facebook yet. But she seems to...
And I would appeal to her, Elaine, please don't put a photograph of a child online. Please. Jeremy, listen to yourself, for God's sake. You're condoning publishing a photograph of a minor with the view to highlighting what a little toe rag he is.
Just to highlight, that's all it is.
You don't need a photograph.
So how are people in Ringsend, how are they going to know about this?
They know that there is a child that has kicked a cat because we're talking about it on this podcast.
You probably had a problem, and I know this is slightly different, Brian. I'll ask you as well, Adrian. Did you have a problem when the judge in the UK posted the photographs of Thompson and Venables, who killed Jamie Bulger?
Slightly different.
No, did you have a problem with that?
No, not really, because they murdered the child.
Okay, yeah, but this is a very serious crime, disgusting crime.
This isn't up there.
They were only minors.
This isn't up there.
Okay, so certain crimes.
Anyway, that was a judge decided to do that, yeah?
I just think you're all playing this down because, in fact, their next call, so many people said this in our Facebook post earlier, it's just a cat, what are you getting your knickers in a twist? And I think that's where you're coming from, Adrian, as well. It's just a cat.
No, I didn't say that. What this young fella did was disgraceful. But unfortunately, that's it. There's not much more you can do about it.
That's it, let it go.
Let me go to more of your opinions. And Glenn has been in touch.
I was 6, 7. I had if we're in at the time, like, there was a group of us kids all playing in the same street, and one of the kids used to boot his dog doing the rapes. When I mean boot, I mean like that. How that fucking poor dog was able to walk sometimes, I don't know. Now, this child would have been about a year or two younger than me, so if I was 6 or 7, he would have been about 5 or 6, something like that. Like, so it was a year or two in the difference. And yeah, I think kids should be sent to therapy if they say they hurt an animal, any type of animal, because child either mimic what's happening to them, or they can't comprehend what they're actually doing is wrong. So, and it goes too far deep, and then they have no remorse for anything.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Simon, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Simon?
I'm not too bad, Adrian. Just a bit annoyed. Like, why is this one worried about more about a stupid little animal than destroying a child's life future? Like, what if that child in the future actually does cop on and turns around and wants to get a job, and this resurfaces with employers that want them around, and then his whole life is destroyed over a poxy stupid little animal? Like, come on.
Well, it is a living creature that he gave such a hard kick to. The animal went flying in the air. He kicked it like a football.
Fair enough, he shouldn't have done it, but at the end of the day, it's only a bleeding cat. Like, come on, I mean, it's only a little rodent. That's all they are. They don't contribute that, and they're not good for anything. They're just stupid animals. Like, people go on kicking out cats, like, thinking they're the be-all and end-all, and that they rule the roost and all that. I mean, Jesus, we're some stupid creatures. If we think a lesser life form is more thing than us, more, you know, I mean, come on.
Hang on. You're hardly condoning animal cruelty. You're hardly condoning a child kicking a cat. It's disgusting what the kid did.
Well, it's not necessarily. It's just cats are just, like, I mean, kids are kids. They're stupid. They act stupid. He probably won't do it again. You know, you don't know. So, I mean, he acted diabolic. Fair enough. We've all done things. He's done it, you know. I mean, what's the point of putting him all over social media and having his future destroyed? He's a human being.
Okay, Jeremy, putting his photograph online.
Sorry, head is spinning here.
Will destroy this child.
There's so many questions. My head is actually spinning here. First of all, no one's life is going to be ruined because of something that's put on Facebook in 2025. So if you're saying, Simon, that if his photograph is put up on Facebook today, yeah, that when he goes for a job, when he goes for a job in 15 years' time, that he's not going to get that job because of a post that went up on Epoxy Rings End Facebook page when he was 8 years of age or 9 years of age. Jeez.
Really? All you need to type into the search bar is anything, like posts resurfaced from 20 years ago. Type in anything into the search bar, type his name in, type in the word cat, anything can pop up on social media. So, I mean, yeah, pretty much could ruin his life. I mean,
it's not going to ruin it's not about ruining his life, it's about teaching him that consequences of your actions. That's what it's teaching.
Yeah, but come on, like, it's only a cat, really. Like, I mean, Jesus, people have done stupid things, like, with all those stupid things as kids. I'm sure you squash bugs on that. Like, you know, come on.
It's hardly the same thing now as kicking a cat, as inflicting harm and pain on a defenseless animal. And more importantly, a lot of people are concerned that when this kid grows up, God knows what he'll be at, because they say that serial killers start somewhere, and that somewhere is normally with abusing animals.
But come on, people hurt animals as kids and that, but they've never turned around and become serial killers. I mean, I don't agree with that at all. I think that's insane. I think you can be tell the difference between a creature and a human being. Like, why do people put lesser life forms like cats, like, over human beings? Like,
nobody's putting it over a human being. What this kid did, I assume you agree, is absolutely disgraceful. Kicking that cat.
Ah, like, I think a cat is a dirty, filthy rodent at the end of the day, and I think that, like, I mean, just get over it. Like, I mean, fair enough, it was bad to do it, but still, like, I mean, that's all it is a cat.
There you are, Jeremy. It's just a cat.
Are you a pet owner, Simon?
Yeah, I have dogs. I've said, I've just talked about my dogs many times on this show, okay. And dogs are better than cats.
Okay, yeah, it's not an argument about dogs versus cats. If it was your dog that was kicked like that, remember, this cat was kicked twice like a football, that it jumped up off the ground.
It was kicked into the air, yeah.
Literally kicked into the air like a football. Now, if you saw that happen, if you were in Ringsend at the weekend and you witnessed that, you wouldn't be horrified by that?
Well, I'd be very annoyed about it, you know, but there's not a lot I can do about it, bar chase the little bastard off and scream and shout with him,
But it's just a cat. Just a cat. That's all it is.
But dogs, with the dogs now, I mean, dogs can turn around and be loyal to humans, and they're nearly like, I mean, they know we're calling them and all that. Cats don't care. Cats will just,
Sorry, Simon, I don't know if you listened to the original message from this woman. The cat ended up in the vets with internal injuries.
Well, why this person let their cat, like, why would you let your pet?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, I knew this was going to come up. Yeah, it's her fault for that. Cats are supposed to be outdoors.
It is her fault, yeah. I think it is. I mean, why would you let? I wouldn't let my dogs run around, so they wouldn't have an opportunity. Someone wouldn't have an opportunity to do it.
Okay, so it's I want you to say this because Elaine will be listening to this podcast. So Elaine's listening to you. Tell Elaine that it's her fault.
Yeah, it is your fault, Elaine. Yeah, I mean, why are you letting your animal run out in the wild? And I mean, geez, what if it scratched? If I had scratched a little child or a little baby or something?
Jesus Christ.
Seriously, when the cat gets, the human gets, the baby gets the disease or whatever, you know.
So you think people are making a mountain out of a molehill here and threatening to destroy a child by publicly identifying them. You think that's outrageous?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think it's crazy the way people are threatening people with social media. I mean, what's the point in doing that? You're going to end up destroying them in the future. I mean, you did this when you were younger. And it has happened. I can't think of a case offhand right now, but it has happened for people where they've had incidents. I mean, why do you think those two boys that murdered that girl, they have to have their whole identity changed? Because in the future, anything that's happened in the past affects your future. Doesn't matter how young you are. People are crazy nowadays.
What's the point? What's the point?
What's the point in what?
Literally, he's not making sense. Fair enough, Adrian doesn't like cats either, okay? And Simon, you clearly don't. But there's a difference between not liking an animal and wanting it to be injured. And not
he didn't say, don't be putting words in his mouth, he didn't say he wanted the cats to be injured.
But so what? So what?
Just a cat. I mean, he probably won't do it again. He probably get told off or whatever. I mean, Jesus, how many kids have done things like that? And before the age of social media or anything like that, and like they've probably grown up to be, you know, normal people, well-fed people. You know, they copped on a bit. I mean, kids do stupid things all the time. Let kids be kids.
Stay there for a second. I want to play this WhatsApp voice note I've been asked to play just for you from Aisling.
Hey, Adrian and Jeremy, you know what? It's a pity that cat didn't fucking turn around and tear the face off that little fucker, because that's what he deserved.
There you go.
Well, I mean, she's basically, it's okay if an animal hurt a child, but it's not okay for a child to hurt an animal. Seriously, what side are you on? Are you a human or are you a cat woman? Don't be so fucking thick, will you? Come on the show here and actually explain what you mean, will you?
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
Well, I'm all right.
What did you want to say on this, Jessica?
It doesn't matter what animal it is, whether it's a dog, a cat, a fish. 9 years old, you know not to inflict pain on it. 9 years old, you know fucking better than to kick it like a football.
No, come on. You don't really know a lot when you're 9, 8 years of age. Oh, I mean, you don't have that do, much
Simon, I'm not talking. I'm not even going to bother talking to you. I'm not bothering with lowering the intelligence today. Want to keep me last brain cell. Thanks very much.
Excuse me? Sorry, you just lost your argument because you have to insult people to turn around
you lost it.
No, I just have an opinion. Sorry, what's the name of the show? What's the name of the show?
That's okay to kick cats around like footballs.
That's the name of the show.
No,
that's
in fairness, he didn't know. Simon didn't say that, or did he? Sorry, did you say
that? No, he didn't. No.
No, he didn't say that.
No, I didn't. I said he was a little bollocks for doing it, but he shouldn't have done it. No, but I'm saying, why would you put someone's face up on Facebook around like that and then it destroys his future and he can't get a job or anything? So an employer looks at that and thinks, oh, this person is a psychopath.
Shouldn't be kicking Catholic football then, 9 years old.
So what every little mistake you make in your life, or what if, I mean, even as a teenager, when you were a teenager, we went out, what if them mistakes were put up on social media and that you were fucked when you tried to go up and get a job? I don't know, how old are you?
Treating a defenseless animal isn't a mistake. That's just being sadistic.
You didn't answer the question, though. You didn't answer the question. What would you do?
I just did.
So if you turned around and you did something, even out of anger, you were drunk, you were stoned, I don't know what you do, don't care, but what if you did something really stupid, even out of anger, and it was put up on social media? Do you think it should be put up on social media, or do you think, oh no, I made a mistake, I fucked up, I shouldn't have done it, I don't deserve to have my life destroyed?
Jessica, do you think this child should be named and shamed?
If he's doing shit like this, yeah. Absolutely.
And what does that do? What does that do? Tell people to stay away from that child and neglect that child and not go near that child for that child to never have friends.
Stay away because he's probably going to hurt your pet because he's addicted.
So you want all of society to just isolate that child. Why not try and help the child rather than to destroy them?
Because it's probably too far gone for help now if he's, like I said, treating a cat like a football.
He shouldn't have done it, fair enough, but that doesn't mean he has to live with it for the rest of his life.
You keep saying he shouldn't have done it, but then at the same point you're like, oh, but it's just a stupid cat, it's just a stupid animal. Make up your mind.
Well, it is. I mean, what good are they? What use are they? Why do we even need them around? Why do they exist?
Why do we need dogs around? I could turn it on you. You're a dog lover. Why do we need dogs?
Well, dogs actually serve a human, a great service to humans.
So do cats.
I mean, we have
cats get rid of vermin.
Not really.
Cats get rid of mice. If we didn't have cats, there'd be a lot more mice and rats running around.
Cats will chase anything. They chase you, they scratch you.
Anyway, he's a 9-year-old. 9-year-old, he should know better than to inflict pain on an animal. He's just a sadistic.
Well, he may not know better. He may not have been taught. Well, hold on. You can't assume everybody has an ideal family and they're taught right from wrong.
Their child, don't hurt anyone or anything.
What century are you living in? Have you seen half the stories that are out there? Unfortunately,
Jessica, let me go back to the point of publishing. This is what Elaine wants to do: publish this child's photograph on a local group in Ringsend to highlight that this young fella goes around kicking cats. Now, I'm asking, 100%. What is the point in doing that? I think it's outrageous to be talking about doing that.
Because it shows. What kind of scumbags are around the area? The fact that where's the parents? Why are they not hanging up, putting up their child being like, why did you kick the cat like a football? They clearly don't care. So you need to know what kind of scumbag sadistics are in your neighbourhood. Keep your cats, keep your pets indoors because they will get kicked because this little fuck thinks he wants to be Johnny Big Bollocks, inflicting pain on defenceless innocent animals.
Well, I mean, that's not just something that can happen, but an animal can also get hit by a car or something like that. Do you not be watching your pets when they're out now?
Big difference between an animal accidentally getting hit and this fella giving it a size 6 of the hole.
Do you be watching your pets? Do you be watching what they're doing or where they're going or around? The same with your children. Do you be watching them? I mean, Jesus, why do people...
Accidents happen, but this wasn't an accident.
What's the point? I suppose the main point here is that...
I'm not the biggest fan of cats either, but I'm not going to go around kicking them like a tin can up the road.
Neither am I. I'm not going to do that, but I just think putting the chap's face up...
Look, you made a mistake.
I'm not condoning it. I'm saying you made a mistake.
You don't even know what's
there's a difference between... Hold on. There's a difference between condoning something and understanding something that happened.
Why he kicked a defenseless animal.
Now, hold on. I understand that, okay, you don't just go out and do things like that, but maybe, like, teach the child or have them looked after or find out exactly what's in his head or whatever, but don't go posting them all over social media and destroying his future. I know. We'll just try and take your logic, and you can be the social media police and post up anybody that does that wrong, no matter how old they are, and have their life destroyed.
Again, Jessica,
is it your kid?
On that point, I agree with Simon. I really don't think it is appropriate to publish a child's photograph.
Why?
What if he gets the shit kicked out of him? What if he gets attacked and killed? If he was in his teenage years and another teenager attacked him and badly put him in hospital or whatever, you wouldn't be saying, oh, he deserves to serve them right. You would be saying, oh, the poor child. You would be. So don't be a hypocrite.
If he's kicking animals like tin cans, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, stay with me for a second if you can, please. I want to bring in more of your opinions on this. This is Emma.
This is the problem with this country. Scumbag parents raising scumbag children. And there's not enough strict laws. The fact that nothing can be done because of his age is absolutely ridiculous. And I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure recently that child that got stabbed in the neck in school, that was 11, and was it a 12-year-old stabbed him? And I saw his parents doing an interview and they said nothing can be done with the child that stabbed the other child because he was under the age of 14. That needs to change. Rules need to change in this country. Kids are getting worse younger these days than they were years ago. When it comes to the case of posting his picture, as much as I'd absolutely love to put his picture all over Facebook, Instagram, everything else in between, I don't think you can. But what I would do is I would put it up describing the story, describing the situation, describing the estate. So make it very clear who the child is without putting the picture up. And yeah, I would 100% not let it go. If possible, I would put the picture up, but I think it would be taken down. So best option is put up the story, put up the description, put up the estate, put up everything like that, and hopefully people work out who the child is without posting the picture. But we definitely need stricter rules in this country for minors that are doing absolute crazy things like this. They start off abusing animals and next minute they'll be stabbing people.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Dara, you're on Opinions Matter. Hey, Dara.
Hiya, how are you?
Good, thanks, Dara. Well, what do you make of what we've been hearing here? Some people saying we should, this lady should publish the photograph of the child. Others saying absolutely not. It's outrageous. We're getting worked up over a stupid cat. What's your view on all this?
I would be extremely worried if I was this child's parent. I did forensic psychology, and one of the main characteristics of a psychopath in all killers that we interviewed in prisons was that they harmed animals from a young age, particularly things like cats, mice, things like that. So the ability for a child that age to cause harm on a creature, doesn't matter what type of creature, at such a young age is very concerning.
And I agree. It is very worrying. Like you said, the parents should be very worried, but they don't seem to give a damn.
And people are focusing on, oh, the cat or whatever. It's just the cat. It's not about the type of animal. It's literally that a kid would have no empathy to be able to inflict harm on a creature that's less able to defend itself. That's literally one of the main signs on the psychopath.
And Simon, this is well documented that psychopaths, serial killers, start off their killing career harming animals.
If you think that, then, and if you believe that wholeheartedly, what is putting him up on social media going to do? Is that not going to make things worse? And what if then he gets attacked and he gets more psychologically messed up and he goes out and does it? So why not talk to the child rather than sticking him up all over social media? And then you're just, people just do that shit for likes anyway.
No, I agree. And I don't agree with putting a child up on social media, shame, because actually I think you're right that it does cause more harm. But people with, you know, sociopaths or psychological disorders are often very misunderstood, but it is a brain condition. If which I can't imagine. I don't know any 9-year-old or younger that actually could do that and not be crying after they had inflicted such pain. So I would more or less try and find the parents and, you know, be like, are you aware that your child has done this and didn't show any remorse or was able to
The pain? The parents, when when they were approached by Elaine, the parents said that your cat isn't dead, is it? They, in other words, they didn't give two shits, to be honest.
Well, it's a lot about the parents and probably their own mental conditions. But I was, yeah, I mean, between my own groups or people I would know in my community,
okay, but you don't agree with the idea of publishing this child's photograph?
I wouldn't put a photograph up. I would just be very wary of them. And people that I'm close to, I would probably tell them to be wary of this child as well.
All right, Dara, thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in some more. In fact, I have a message just come in there from Carl. Do we can we confirm that this is
We're trying to get him on, so don't read it. Do you have your other messages too beforehand?
Yeah, I do.
We're trying to get him on.
Mark!
The child's an evil little shit, but nothing be done because animal cruelty laws in Ireland are a joke. It's also responsibility on the owners not to let their animals roam free. What would happen if they were being responsible and kept their animals on their property?
We were trying to get that caller. He's not answering. Amanda, he's not answering. Okay.
Yes, we have time. If you can get him in the next minute.
Yes. Yeah. Carl sent this message. Shame on you two. See you next Tuesdays. I'm not going to read the word out. Even talking about this and talking about blank in that way, he's a good kid.
So why did he name the child?
Yeah, but I'm not naming the child. He's a good kid and plays football on a team with my son, and you's having a clue what you're saying. Oh. That one, Elaine's probably exaggerating what happened with the cat. There's no way he'd be able to kick a cat that hard. He's only a kid. And your listeners are bullying him, said Carl. I don't know if people are bullying him. People are trying to highlight, Carl, how disgusting it was what that child did.
So, Carl, you brain-dead moron, you literal waste of oxygen, you are claiming that a child of between 8 and 10 years of age is not able to kick hard. I can tell you now, my son is 10, but when he was 8, he was able to give a good belt of a ball. So to suggest, we're not talking about a toddler here, and I'm sure he's a little angel when he's around your son playing football for a team, when there's a coach there and a manager there. But I can tell you now, what is he, 9 or 8 again? So you have later.
He's 9.
No, a 9-year-old can kick very bloody hard. Does that not annoy you?
Yeah, no, it does a bit, yeah.
You're an imbecile, Carl.
All right, much indeed for all of your calls, comments, messages and opinions on today's Opinions Matter. I'm urging Elaine not to publish this child's photograph.
Oh, that'll stop her.
Jeremy doesn't see a problem with it at all. It's absolutely outrageous to even think of publishing this child's photograph. So I would urge you, Elaine, not to do it. Jeremy, though, disagrees. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. Oh, and before we go, have you signed up for our WhatsApp channel yet? We have a WhatsApp channel where we keep you informed of when podcast episodes drop, when the show is live, and so on. If you would like to join the WhatsApp channel, you send the words "add me" to 085-825-2626. We'll send you a link straight back with the link directly to our WhatsApp channel. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.